summer is a time when birds can be hard to find in the Northland. Territories are well established, so male birds do far less singing than they do in spring. Most adult birds are busy caring for their young and trying to keep their babies as inconspicuous as possible so they'll be safe from predators. But although summer is quiet, it's still a good time to start keeping a life list, a list of all the birds you've ever seen. If you start from scratch and are reasonably observant, you can easily list 20 or more birds in your own backyard, sometimes even through your window. By any reckoning, the Northland has a lot of birds. Both Wisconsin and Minnesota have well over 400 species on their official lists. And two birders, Mike Hendrickson and Kim Eckert, have each seen over 300 species in St. Louis County alone. It's not all that hard to see 200 species around here in a single year if you're skilled at identification, and even a complete beginner can compile a list of 50 in a summer. The two things you need are a field guide and binoculars. Bookstores all carry the Golden Guide to Field Identification and Peterson's Field Guide to the Birds. Either is a fine choice to start with. I think the Golden Guide is a better buy, though. Not only is it cheaper, but it also covers the whole continent north of Mexico. Peterson's only covers the United States east of the Rockies. The Golden Guide also has the maps of each bird on the same page with the description and picture. You've got to go all the way to the back of Peterson's book to see the maps to find out whether a given bird is even possible to see here. The National Geographic Society publishes perhaps the finest of all the field guides available, its Field Guide to the Birds of North America. Don't get one of the photographic field guides as your main field guide. They're good for reference, but it's hard to compare species when they only show one or two on a page. Once you're ready to start finding birds, the worst problem you'll have is figuring out what the heck they are. Ogden Nash wrote a poem about the difficulties titled, Up from the Egg, The Confessions of a Nuthatch Avoider. Birdwatchers top my honors list. I aimed to be one, but I missed. Since I'm both myopic and astigmatic, my aim turned out to be erratic, and I, bespectacled and binocular, exposed myself to comment jocular. We don't need too much bird lore, do we, to tell a flamingo from a towhee? Yet I cannot and never will unless the silly bird stands still. And there's no enlightenment so obscure as ornithological literature. Is yon strange creature a common chickadee or a migrant alouette from Picardy? You rush to consult your nature guide and inspect the gallery inside, but a bird in the open never looks like its picture in the birdie books. Or if it once did, it has changed its plumage and plunges you back into ignorant gloomage. That is why I sit here growing old by inches, watching the clock instead of finches. But I sometimes visualize in my gin the Audubon that I ought to been. That was Ogden Nash, and I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.